You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Yay! What's up, everybody? What's up? Hope you had a happy 4th of July. Mine was awesome. We started it off at midnight the night before with the celebration of popping fireworks. The whole next day was fire hose racing, concert. I mean, it was amazing. It was amazing. They had baby yoga at one end of the park. They had a club at the end of the other, like, and up the block. It was amazing. It was cool. It was really cool. But right after that, I got immediately bored. I was like, man, I'm so bored right now. I don't know. Like, I wanted to go up into the club, but I don't really go to that. I don't do that no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I grew out of that. Being in Vegas, I just, after a while, you just get tired of it, you know? I don't know. Just is what it is. I don't know. You kind of just, you start setting your sights higher on something higher. Like, okay, so for example, if the new Jack was built, that's, you know what I'm saying? That would be the go-to spot. That'd be the hangout spot. But the only problem is that they're only building one downtown. There's nothing down here that's like that, really. You know what I mean? That they're planning. That's out here in the valley. And nobody wants to go to downtown all the time that lives out here. It's, you know, they don't, just like, they don't always want to come down here just to go to the beach. So they just go across the bridge. You see what I'm saying? It's just, I don't know. Just is what it is. It ain't what it ain't. But that's Juneau, Alaska for ya. Juneau, Alaska. I love Juneau. But I like Auk Bay better. Does that make sense? Like, I like this whole area, but Auk Bay is just awesome. I love it. It's amazing. It's a lot of fun. Word has it that this place is older than the other, than all the rest of the stuff out here. I believe it. Auk Village, Auk Recreation. This is where the first settlers were. But anyways, I'm gonna stop talking about that because we need to talk about PayPal and eBay. PayPal is not protecting the seller. They're letting eBay come in and do whatever they want with the refund of your transaction. You can list it as no refunds, it doesn't matter. Because eBay has changed. eBay has changed. Now they have full authority to just go into your PayPal. Yep. That's what's up right now. I can't have that, man. I need the option of no refunds. If there's no refunds, then no refunds. It's a policy. It's my policy. May not be your policy, but it's my policy, and I'm selling on your website. You don't get to just tell me how to sell my products. You don't get to just have control of the... You know what I'm saying? You don't get to just come in and be like, well, no. The money goes back to the customer. Not if there's a sign that says, hey, no returns. No refunds. If you have no refunds or no returns posted, that is a policy, and you cannot interfere with that. Because then let's say that you pay for the shipping, and this is your first transaction, and you find out that shipping is $7.02. But you just sold it for $8. Because the buyer has haggled you down to $8. So you sell it for $8. You bite the bullet on the $7.02. You're like, whatever, right? It's just my first transaction. I'll relist it. So then you relist it. But when you relist this thing, you also have to deal with all of a sudden a refund request. You email the customer, they don't cancel the request, they don't even email you back, they just wait it out. So then you ask eBay to step in because the customer is not emailing you back. But then when eBay steps in, they just give them a full refund. What? And ask them to ship back the product, and if they ship it back and give you back and use the shipping label, it then costs you more for shipping. Now, I may not have used eBay for a long time, but if I remember correctly, it wasn't like that. But I could just be thinking about only PayPal, because for the majority of the time, I've only stuck with PayPal. PayPal has started price gouging. PayPal has started price gouging so hard that they took it like $57 out of my freaking transaction that I needed to pay for rent. That's a hefty chunk. There's no cap on that. There's like no $10 cap or something. Like, geez, Louise. $10 I could understand maybe, you know, but like $57? That's pretty hefty, man. Just saying. So, what this all brings me to one conclusion, that there needs to be a policy that supersedes their policies of a seller setting their own terms. I don't care what you say, man. You can't interfere with somebody's way of business like that. You can't just, you're not our manager. You understand? We are selling our own products on our own. Whenever I asked you to step in, I told you exactly what I needed you to do. And you did the exact opposite. I'm your boss, don't you understand? You guys put that website up to offer a service. If your policies are garbage, you're gonna hear it from your customers. That's just the way things go. It's just the way things are. That's how business is handled. Let's say you're renting a space. Are you gonna go in there when they set up shop and tell them what they can and can't do with their transactions? No! You're just gonna say you better have rent on the 1st or 5th or whatever, right? Right? I mean, I would. I just want to know, like, where they get off just going into my PayPal like that. I'm serious. You know, I mean, I got these card readers, and they're the Bluetooth kind, too. They're nice. But I have never used them a day in my life because I don't want them taking a huge chunk out of my transactions. It's ridiculous. I'm not even earning interest on any of this crap. 50 years from now, if I have $50 in my account today, 50 years from now, it'll still be $50. Change my mind. They're not giving me the interest. I'm serious. Because in a bank, I can accrue interest. My money starts stacking, but not in a PayPal. In a PayPal, eBay can just come along and do whatever they want. See, when PayPal first started out, it was great because they have what's called a seller's protection plan. So if I sell a product using PayPal, okay, let's say I sold you this pen, right? I shipped it to you. You got this pen. There was nothing wrong with this pen because it was shipped fragile and all that, right? You got the product, you tried it, you used it. And so what, you just can all of a sudden just get a refund no matter what? Because some third party has come in and issued it to you, has broken into your PayPal account just to issue it to you, even though the funds were deposited. The person received the product, which triggered the funds being deposited. So there was obviously nothing wrong with the product. Then all of a sudden, the customer doesn't agree, then they can come back. And just have somebody else dip their hands in your cookie jar. They can take the product back and stick you with the shipping. Let's say I have a whole stack of pens and I shipped you a whole crate of it, right? I had stacks of boxes of pens and I shipped you a whole crate of it. PayPal is gonna take a huge chunk. But eBay can come back and say, you know what? Let's just cancel the whole thing. And give the money back and make them ship the stuff back. And if they use this slip that we gave them, you're also liable for that. So not only did we screw you out of $7, but we're also screwing you out of whatever the remainder of the shipping is. That's the point that I'm trying to make. They're gonna screw you on shipping twice and never pay you. I don't get to get a refund on the shipping, do I? Hello? I'm trying to offer free shipping by including shipping in the price. Makes you wonder. If it was in a box, then maybe it could ship better, but, or for cheaper. But man, I'm just like, dude, I'm never gonna use eBay and PayPal to sell anything ever again. I'll just list it in other places. I know exactly where to sell it to. So anyways, but that is another story for another time. So my presidential bid is very serious. I still have time to get more money. I still have lots of time. I don't have the most time in the world, but I still have plenty of months ahead of me. I've got till December of this year. Because in November of 2020, I'm supposed to be there or be square, baby. I don't know, man. I don't know a lot. There's still lots that I don't know. I might have the answers for this, that, and the other, but I didn't come up with them all myself. I got lots of help. Lots and lots of help, baby. But I put them pieces together like no one else. What's up? That's what's up. I just love this place so much. People are so awesome. People here are so awesome, man. different world. Where are you coming from? Yes, it is now. What do you guys want to talk about? Any requests? Hit me up on the Twitter. Hit me up on the DMs even. It's best if you DM me. But keep things strictly platonic, please. So, look, man. I've been doing my thing for a while here. I've been seeing a lot of things go on. And I don't like what I'm seeing. I really don't like what I'm seeing. You know, it's mainly the drivers. You know, mainly drivers who want to act like you're the one who did something wrong when you were totally in the right. Or people that just want to drive like an a-hole for no reason. They stick out like a sore thumb. Most of these people are on meth. So the problem really comes down to meth trafficking. Man, you guys are crazy for that. You guys are crazy for this one. You know that, right? It's insane, dude. Like, I went through my experimentation, like, quite a young age. And I'm glad that I'm over it. The most I will do is consume cannabis, and that's it. I don't drink anymore. I try to keep a healthy diet. I'm as vegan as I possibly can be, for the most part. With the exception of pizza crust. Really trying to kick wheat. Wheat gluten is hard to kick because it's in a lot of things. Wheat and gluten. It's crazy, man. It's really crazy these days. How much stuff is in all of our food? What's really crazy is that we've got worms living inside of us. That's insanity. Because if it's true, we really do have worms inside of us, and we really do need turpentine to get rid of it. Look it up, turpentine sugar cubes, Sunfruit Dan. And he tells you, you know, you got worms living inside of you. And he, you know, whenever you take the turpentine thing, they pass through your digestive system and they come out and you see them. Give you a whole nother meaning to ringworms, huh? Sorry, it's probably not an appropriate joke, but whatever. I am just, I don't know. I think I'm miserable and tired. Because here's why. I'm in the middle of launching a product, launching a campaign, launching an album, launching a few movie scripts, or I should say TV scripts. One of them is already all written, all 9 episodes, an hour apiece. It's good cop, bad cop. And I've got a Dexter pilot. I've got a whole bunch of stuff I'm working on in that department. Plus work a regular job, a delivery job. 5 days a week. trying to do all this stuff. And I've been trying to take it one at a time, believe me. It really takes it out of you. But this is all my life's work. This is all my stuff. Some of it we're listening to right now. This beat is White Widow. I originally wrote it for Lacey K. Summers. She was my muse for that. She motivated me to write that song. And Phantom. She was a good muse for that. And I thank her for her inspiration. Thank you, Lacey. Lacey K. Summers. Woo woo. Yeah, Lacey K. Summers is something else, man. She blocks people who disagree with her. Because she's a Sagittarius. And so she always has to be right. If you tell her she's wrong, she won't like it at all. And so I'm wondering, like, why is it that Sagittarius and Leo are so compatible? Because that's like being with a Scorpio. You know, copacetic. You keep things copacetic in that kind of relationship. I don't know. Leo is hard to be compatible with anybody, really. Even though they have charisma and stuff like that. A Leo is very hard to live with. Can anybody agree? They're hard to live with because... I don't know, I guess Leos do things on their own terms. They're like a cat, you know what I'm saying? And not everybody is a cat person. Does that make sense? I'm not a cat person. I mean, like, I like cats, they're cool and stuff, but I don't like the fur and I don't like the allergies that come with them. But I love cats. But I'm a lot like living with a cat. So, just is what it is. And it ain't what it ain't. So how many people here have read or saw The Secret? How many people agree that The Secret lost a lot in translation? Okay, now what is The Secret? The Secret is the belief that, one, you use the vacuum effect. You get rid of the things you don't want to make room for the things that you do want. So if you want new curtains, you get rid of your curtains, and then eventually you'll get new ones. You see how that works? Because you have to have something to replace it, for example. Also, you know, the art of manifestation is the secret, basically. To manifest your destiny, to manifest what you want in your life. And it gives you ideas on how to go about it. And it gives you success stories also. Well, I believe that it wasn't properly produced right. It wasn't the timeline of it. It was just something wrong with it, man. It was just way too confusing. It's a lot coming at you. And it's a hard pill to swallow. They didn't make it easy to swallow at all. Does that make sense? The Secret could stand to be redone. Does that make sense? It's a little too mysticized. It's like, you know, it's like magic. Like they make it seem like it's magic or something, you know? And, you know, it came off kind of goofy and aloof. And that's just my take on it, though. You know, that's just what I'm saying about it. Now, don't let me stop you from watching it. Everybody should at least see it once. So that way you kind of understand the art of manifestation a little bit more. See if you can get your mind clear on it. You know, some people, it's helped them. You know, it really has. But for me, I think it's kind of, it kind of confused me. You know what I mean? I don't know. It kind of confused me. Like, I had to have other teachers and things kind of explain their point of view on life and how to manifest for me to get back to normal with that. You see what I mean? Like, it kind of warped my manifestation process. It did help a little bit, you know what I mean? But it kind of harmed a little more than it helped. Does that make sense? But that's just me and my own learning curve. You might be different. But I noticed that the way I explain things makes sense to a lot more people when they're like, oh, well, I didn't think about it that way. It makes a lot more sense when you explain it like that. You see what I mean? So, I don't know. But one thing I do know is that there are some strange people in this world. And by strange, I mean, like, there's like this unspoken mentality that they carry about themselves. And you're either aware of it or you're not. And sometimes it takes a while to blossom for you to understand this person's mentality. And a lot of the times it doesn't come out until somebody has an ego flare up. An ego flare will reveal somebody's truest colors to the max. And a lot of people are trying to take advantage of that. And I hope you can understand what I'm saying, because this could happen to you. What they try to do is wear you down and wear you out by you having an ego flare. Then you have the ego flare and you're all worn out and you can't even think straight anymore. And they're trying to control your time like that, because then you have an obsessive mindset about whatever it is that's going on. And you totally, that's nothing, that's none of your concern. That's not you in your life. You know, you can't make choices for people. You can't control people. You can tell them whatever you want, but in the end, is it even gonna really matter that you told them that? Some people find it useful, some people don't. Some people care about what you say to warn them, and some people don't. Then again, there's some people that don't even go out of their way to say hi to you sometimes, but expect you to go out of yours to say hi to them. Have you ever noticed that there's a mentality that's like that out there right now? Everybody complains about it. But you know, the phone works both ways. Social media works both ways. Life works both ways. You can say hi to somebody. You don't have to sit there and expect somebody to say hi to you all the time, to approach you. Sometimes people like to be approached and told hi, sometimes. Sometimes people like to be greeted. And on that note, I just want to say thank you for listening. Thank you for coming out, everybody. Yeah, give yourself a round of applause. Thank you. I just want to thank Juno for the 4th of July fireworks. Those were amazing. I'd never seen fireworks pop so close to me in my life, besides accidentally lighting a dud that all of a sudden lit. You know what I'm saying? Oops. You know, those were amazing. The booms were tremendous. I had to sit in my car. They were so loud. And they, as you know, I could hear, like, it was crazy. It was a really cool experience because of the sound that was coming in my car. You hear the boom, boom, It was crazy. It was like shrapnel flying because of the air that was squeezing my car, you know? It was crazy. You could feel the booms. It was amazing. It was so amazing. I had a really good time out there and in Douglas at the fire hose races. That was a lot of fun. It was so funny to see. If you guys don't do fire hose races in your county or your town or your parish, you guys have got to do the fire hose races. You guys got to start doing it. If you don't know what it is, look it up, man. It's a lot of fun. It's funny. People get soaked. It's a really good time. It's a really good time, man. If you guys are bored in your town, do some fire hose races. Come on, firefighters. It's a lot of fun. You guys will love it. You know, I just want to thank all the bands that came out. You guys did some amazing covers that I hadn't heard in a long time. You guys did some covers that I've never heard anybody cover. And that was amazing. And then there was this one guitar player, his name is Scott, and he played he played a box guitar, so it was an acoustic, and he had it hooked up, and he was tapping it. There's a certain guy that's on YouTube, Anthony Keys, I think his name is, something like that. But he does that style, and I don't know how to explain it, other than like tapping. And there's also plucking and strumming, but a lot of it is the tapping on the fretboard. And it's really cool. He was amazing at it. There was not one flaw that I heard. I mean, this guy performed flawlessly. And then there was a band before that. It was, I can't remember some of the songs they did. What you want, baby, I got it. I mean, they were really good. There was a lot of good performances and a lot of good song choices also. And I just want to thank the performers for coming out for the 4th of July. This was an amazing 4th of July weekend, everybody. Thank you, guys. Thank you. To everybody who didn't get to celebrate 4th of July because of the earth tremors, you might want to party right now before, you know,